California voters recalled Governor Gray Davis yesterday, and members of both parties will be studying Governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger's actions for their implications nationally. NPR national political correspondent Maura Liasson joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
A lot of Democratic presidential candidates and former President Bill Clinton urged California voters not to recall Gray Davis. Why were they not persuasive?
Well, the answer to that depends on what you think this recall means. If you listen to Republicans, they say it was an ideological revolt against tax and spend Democrats. If you listen to Democrats, they'll say this was a unique situation, like a car accident. Governor Davis was in the wrong place at the wrong time. This could have happened to any governor who was in office during the electricity crisis and the bad economy. He was kind of an innocent bystander. I think both those explanations are wrong. I think there was a lot of anti-incumbent anger in California, as there is across the country. It's certainly fueling Howard Dean's run for the presidential nomination. But I think it was unique. In California, we had a perfect storm. Governor Davis was extremely unpopular. He did face a bad economic and budget crisis, but he had alienated almost every single one of his allies. There was a deep-pocketed person behind the recall, and there was a celebrity who fit the mold, the moderate mold on social issues that California voters like, to run for his replacement. Now, 12 other states have recall laws in place, but I don't think it's likely that we're going to see a whole lot of other governors recalled.
Schwarzenegger appealed to many independents and Democrats, which every Republican would like to do. Did he do something they can replicate?
Well, in certain states, probably yes. There are some people who say that he will have a significant effect on the Republican Party nationally and move them to the center on social issues. I think that might be a little ambitious. I think he probably will have an effect on the California Republican Party. Don't forget, someone like Arnold Schwarzenegger, a pro-choice, pro-gay rights, pro-gun control Republican, probably couldn't get elected in a primary in California where conservatives really hold sway. But this time, he just was running in a general election. All he had to do was get the most votes, not over 50%. And he did well there. I can't imagine a hard-right, socially conservative Republican winning statewide in California.
California's gone Democratic in the last three presidential elections. Does Schwarzenegger's victory improve President Bush's chances there next year?
Well, that's a good question. One Republican strategist who worked for the recall said that a majority of voters in California either voted for a Republican yesterday or against a Democrat, and that shows that California is in play for 2004. That might be wishful thinking. Don't forget, Al Gore won by 12 points in 2000. He spent no money in the state. George W. Bush spent $12 million and still lost. California still has an overwhelming Democratic registration edge. 44% of the voters are Democratic there, 35% Republican. I think it's possible that with a Republican governor and all of the power and perks and patronage that comes with that, he can rebuild the party. Don't forget, the Republican Party in California was shut out of everything, very demoralized. This is a huge boost for them and a big blow to Democrats there. I think that it's possible that he could make California a little more competitive for George Bush, maybe force the Democrats to actually spend some money there. But it's hard to imagine a Republican who has been accused of sexual harassment, something that President Bush probably doesn't want to be identified with too closely, who doesn't fit the mold because he's pro-choice, because he's pro-gun control, of the national Republican Party, suddenly making California available to George W. Bush. But he might make it more competitive.
NPR national political correspondent Maura Liasson.